Here's the problem. Basically, all it is Civic Select $250 million spent in the rest of time. That isn't enough. It's not as bad. It's a problem. That can be done. You may have to wait so that it goes a little longer. But yeah, maybe I guess he's not going to have any kind of a jugular incentive around that place. Then there has to be these points made. One, about vehicles that I feel reason is concerned. So that I sound like a racist of the bridge. In the next few weeks, the number of bills I've been warned will be coming to my desk before I see the spending ceiling. If many of them will be for good purposes, I'm going to veto those bills. Not because I'm vetoing what they are for, because I'm vetoing a tax increase for the American people. And those who vote for such bills or vote to override those bills I put on others right now will be voting for a tax increase and must be held responsible. Then I would go on to say to add something about property taxes for the elderly. That is looking to the future. One of the reasons I feel so strongly about the need to hold the line on spending taxes is that we must, that it is vital that we provide property tax relief and use what I said about the minimum wages. Then I put in the fact that's as much as you can suggest. But if you can, then I'm sure get a paragraph in it that will give it. It's got to have some more meat in it. You know, if I announce that I got that, it's got to say something more than I'm losing the spending ceiling again. Because all that does is give a little civic lecture on the spending ceiling, which is nice, but it's inadequately written so far. Don't get sent back to the writers. I mean, I made all the changes that need to be made. Get it over if you can. See if he can get a little of that. Where you put crisp, newsy language in that is quotable off in some dimension. I mean, the thing I told Ray that he doesn't do, I mean, he should have a little pad on top of it. Here are the things that will be leads out of this. It's all right. I mean, it's perfectly adequate. It's a civic select that lecture. I mean, that's all we have to do. But I'd say the first one, I'd like to be a little better than that. And the next one, may I suggest that can we put, maybe we just better use Buchanan on some of the writing now that we, on this sort of thing, so we get more umph into it, you know, into the thing. So it has to have, it is a campaign after all. I don't mean to take on the government, but it's got to have sharpness and bite. There's got to be some paragraphs with sharpness and bite in it, so that people can say, well, he said something. Rather than just sort of, you know, waddling along with the anyway, I've corrected it quite a bit. But the main point is to get into the veto business.
And then also the what you corrected or did you just
I didn't go into the veto business, no.
What?
Okay. Can you look at that whole thing? I'm okay with it.
Okay.
What I meant is you can get into the paragraph of the veto. And then you can get into something on that. It's all right. I can read it just right now. I just think that it has to be. Okay. Something about the fighting the individual thing, and I want to see the paragraph there. And then something about that we must have that I. Property taxes, concentrating first on the elderly, a major pay. This is a national scandal. And use words that we've got to provide relief in order to do so. We've got to hold a line on spending. That's what we have on the individual. And maybe the candidate can put a backhand comment in there to the effect that when they talk about the new programs and so forth, for example, the this is a debt that we're paying for this. buy the equipment, or whatever it is, the spending programs of our opponents, so we don't have to be worried about going to our opponents, flat the spending program advocated by our opponents, would add $100 billion a year, and would require a 50% tax increase for the American people. It is popular to present such programs, but I will, and then put in the line that I had said previously, where I have said, I make this pledge, I will not, in order to keep my pledge of no tax increase, veto any spending program. They never read the goddamn stuff I say, or they have it in here. I will veto any bill of Congress which exceeds my budget, substantially exceeds my budget, if I conclude that it succeeds or there's a result in there. Second, I will not make any promises in this campaign of spending programs that would require a tax increase. I would say that looking to the future, my goal is not only no tax increase in 1973, but no tax increase over the next 4 years. But we can meet this goal. But in order to meet this goal, we must start now by not authorizing new programs, which would be buy now, pay later. See? And that's why I'm going to read those bills there. And then the other thing is, I want to get in the idea of this report, but I will not be able to reach this goal unless we get the report. I'll give you about 30 minutes for it, right? I won't be able to do this without the cooperation of the Congress. I consider the battle against higher prices and higher taxes to be the major domestic issue of this campaign. And get a little heat. That's true. And the choice is clear. The programs advocated by our opposition would raise taxes without by 50% next year. I can pledge. My goal is no tax increase next year, and no tax increase over the next 4 years, provided we can get the cooperation of the Congress. And that may be a little bit of the fact that they're also going to cut and it is also my intention, after this, in submitting the new budget to the next Congress, instead of adding massive new spending programs, make a contrast with that very thing, that we must go in early, prepared for the question and answer on taxes. We got four things in there that we've got to get rid of some old programs. We've got to cut down on some other programs. We've got to cut government employment. And I pledge to do that if that is what is required to get a tax increase and to avoid a tax increase. I think it will prove a lot. Give it to Kennedy's rubber business, and he'll give it back to Price, and to his feelings on here, and tell him that we're going to move it then. If it goes longer, if it goes 2,000 words, it's fine. You know what I mean? I'll speak 15 minutes. The time is irrelevant now, I don't think. I wouldn't be as much concerned about this as what I said it is for free.
Yeah.
And I won't think it ought to be good. It has been a little bit built up.
Probably built up because of the announcement.
Sure. Yeah. And the point is true that the only thing they tried to pick up, of course, is just about that. Only thing that I said to the boy tried to avoid a tax increase 4 years. He said, no, I said it's only 1 year. That's bullshit. I mean, you know, you look year to year, but he's going to say that, but our goal is no tax increase for rest of the line, we can take our own people, avoid good old Gregor talk.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
States, if you continue to follow it along the line, we can very much. Say there was disappointment covered in the person's position.
I don't know what he would expect.
Well,
better than what he got.
Well, you know, Ron, he's just exactly right. The networks, he said, except the Walden thing, which they should have.
Yeah, they were.
The feds would be on paper.
Yeah, but there's no way they're going to pick that up. They, out of something like that, where they got all that news. But they can make it as
they talk to one of them. She's doing well. Overall, very.
Very well. This is a shot here.
Well, he's speaking for crying out loud. He's out saying things. Who is the weak guy this weekend?
He's the judge that ordered that there be no. No one can talk about the Watergate case because it'll jeopardize the rights of defendants.
He's absolutely correct.
That's
the best legal I saw in his asshole yesterday with the one that's.
Yeah.
You
sure.
You didn't agree with that.
Sure.
Remember, I didn't say anything about the mass, and I just said that people were getting that horrible people and so forth. And that's not one of the bastards who said it. No, different.
Unless you feel it doesn't matter, I'll just read it out.
No, I like it is.